That's our theme. When I am gone, my blood will be free by Call Me Lightning. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me, as always, co-host Sean Stewart.
How's everybody doing?
Minding the switches and knobs is producer Brant, the people's champ, Bobby.
I can't
But he's
hear
not
you.
On mic, and you don't want to hear him. You heard him last week. And our guest this week, stand-up comedian, host of podcast The Bone Zone, television personality, and porn movie appearance maker, Brendan Walsh.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome.
Nice to see you, Brendan. It was a pleasure to meet you this week.
Yeah, it's been great.
And you've been here
to
in...
be met.
In... Well, I'm not going to even give Winnipeg any adjectives. We'll see. Hey, it's Winnipeg.
Winnipeggy.
You know, my mom always said, if you don't Winnipeg. Have anything nice to say, you don't say anything at all.
That's true. That's Winnipeg to a T.
And then she said...
But fuck Winnipeg.
No, she said, fuck you, and it was to me.
Oh, okay.
Damn. So, like, everybody that lives here hates it here. Why do people
live here? We definitely, at the very least, we portray that way to outsiders.
Yeah,
And it probably has something to do with, like, everybody wishes they would live somewhere that was nicer, but no one can really imagine a place in Canada that's that much nicer to go through the hassle of leaving.
Or they can't
afford saying,
it.
I'm just
Toronto's
saying,
nice.
Yeah.
Montreal's nice.
I'm not saying that there aren't better places to be. I'm saying that these might be the conversations people have with themselves that keep them here.
Okay. I can't leave.
My family's
are.
My family's here.
Will Dad
my
do
basement
with
flooded
farm?
Again for the fourth time.
My
no?
mom's house washed away. We're going to rebuild it right on the same spot that it was. Where the
That's
last one fucking
do.
Washed
the
away.
The last three washed away.
Fucking douchebags.
That's what smart people do.
They don't fucking
they just
get
rebuild.
It. We're on the prairies. There's not a lot of... There's a lot of not smart people out there. The winters are that bad, and we're still here, so...
People could...
We're not...
You know,
we can't be that smart.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, but not... So Brendan, not many esteemed professionals are extended the opportunity to kind of perform lighthearted non-sex roles in porn films.
Oh, yeah. Was that a question?
No, it's really just a statement, I guess. I don't know if I have a question. Is there an interesting anything that just... How did that come about?
I just did a show at a place where they shoot porno movies.
Oh.
And it's just a warehouse space in L.A. And then I overheard a guy talking to the... like porno guy about I guess he had done some extra work in porno movies. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. That sounds fun.
Awesome.
So then I did it for two porno movies.
Sweet.
Yeah. Tosh Porno and Supergirl.
Oh, nice. Movie. Porn parodies.
Tosh Porno. Yeah. Well, the parody, I think porn's becoming a parody based industry for a large portion.
Huh? It seems like there's a lot of porn aimed over at, like, the parody, like the Family Guy porn parody in Star Trek. It's all over the place.
They're just taking their cues from Hollywood. They're going with established intellectual property.
For sure.
Wait, there's a Family Guy porno movie?
I'm going with what I've seen on this one.
I haven't seen it, but I've
yeah,
seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, we believe you. You just watched the trailer.
No, I've seen
You were just
like,
on the internet looking
pictures.
At porno trailers.
Yeah.
You know,
they're
on
free.
YouTube. Non-nude ones on
and,
YouTube.
They do the job.
They're edited.
Yeah.
But they're still hot.
Of course. They're still fucking in them.
Not like Shania Twain on CMT in 1995 hot, but they're working on it.
Before internet hot?
Yes. Before internet hot.
Right.
That was a thing, for sure. So I'm the host, and you're the co-host.
Technically.
And... I've decided that makes you my sidekick.
I'll accept that role.
And Randy Liedtke is Brennan Walsh's co-host.
Randy's
Bones.
My bitch.
Okay, I wasn't going to attach any labels.
Randy will never hear this. Randy,
no,
you're
yeah,
exactly.
absolutely.
You're a bitch,
hey, Randy.
There's
going to
be like five people tops that'll hear this.
Hey, Randy, you know whose beard is a lot better than yours? Brendan Walsh.
Do you guys have more episodes than you have listeners, do you think?
At this point, probably.
Yeah. No, not... It's probably real close.
It's getting there.
But we're... we're undertaking some actual efforts to increase.
You have a lot of equipment.
Oh, don't.
Do you have more equipment than you have listeners?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have. I invested more money in this equipment than things definitely was reasonable. See, because that's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm gonna have a podcast. Oh, but before I can start that, I'm gonna have to buy. I gotta find out what all the good gear to have is for that, and I gotta get some good gear. So
would
we
just spend like $600.
Sounds good. Yeah, about that. Yeah. That's about right.
There you go, everybody out there.
For 600 bucks,
dreams come true.
That's all you have to do, you guys listening to this after you record it. Just buy some equipment, and you can start a podcast and bamboozle comedians into hanging out with you for an hour.
Absolutely.
That's how we do it.
That's right. There you go, guys. It's the blueprint.
There you go, guys. Us listening to it.
Us. Hey, Brett, when you're listening to this, because as we've established, you're the only one. Just remember, you're fucking good, man. You're laughing.
So you guys ever check your numbers and notice that there were only two listeners, and you're like, you call each other like, all right, who didn't listen? We all got to pitch in.
No, man, because we're admins on the site, so our logins don't count.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I can't
so
even.
Like our
so
moms
I can't
yeah,
even.
Right.
I can't
you guys
even,
go
like,
to the library.
Whose parents
and,
didn't listen to this?
I can't even hold him accountable for listening to it because it's like I have no idea if Sean even likes this show or listens to it.
I don't.
And
I hate
it's
the worst.
He just puts up with it, you know. Like I bought all his equipment, and he pities me.
More or less, I'm like a pity co-host.
You think that I'm unaware of my surroundings, but I know exactly what's going on.
You're quite the Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Fine.
That worked.
Yeah.
Detective. Okay. He was a detective.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So figured something out. Yeah, there's something. You lived for a significant time in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, I did.
There's something about Austin, Texas that I just know just enough about it to ask you about it. Do you know anything with the bats?
Do I know anything with the bats?
There's bats. Austin has something with bats.
There's a large bat population that lives underneath a bridge in Austin.
One in particular bridge?
The Congress Street Bridge. Hmm. And they all fly out of there. I've never really seen it.
No, it wasn't actually. It's not really a...
No, it's a thing. People hang out and wait for the bats. I guess I've seen it a couple times. I've just never really hung out there.
Waiting for bats.
Waited for them.
We're going out in the woods, man. Watch the cicadas crawl out of the soil. Yeah, I guess that's not. I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go into that tourism.
That's pretty cool from what I hear. I guess if you're right there, it's a lot of bats, you know?
Yeah, it's probably some force of nature kind of.
You see a bunch of them.
That would be pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like a million bats just come flying out. Yeah, I guess that'd be cool. We just get, like, a bunch of geese, and that's stupid.
And they just walk all over and obstruct traffic. Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Just a bunch of assholes.
They can fly, but they'd rather just walk across.
Yeah, they can leave in the winter.
Yeah.
They don't fucking stick around here. They go wherever the hell they like.
So the geese are smarter than the residents.
More or less.
Canadian geese are smarter than Canadians. Yeah.
You said it, not me.
That's right. I'm here to say the things that would sound... perhaps troubling to Sean's mom when she listens to this later, if
she
it came
won't.
From your mouth.
Okay. She won't, don't worry.
Well, my mom might.
Oh,
and so she can hear the anti-Canadian sentiment from me.
Right.
A Canadian.
So your mom listens to this?
I don't know. You know what? I hope not. Mom, if
Why
you're listening
that?
To this.
You guys get pretty salty.
Oh, yeah.
Get into some sex talk.
Oh, yeah.
You guys speculate on what it would be like to have sex.
One day, Brendan, you know.
We always wonder, you know.
How salty will sex be? You know, that's what I always am wondering. How salty will it be? Will it be salty?
Some salty sex talk.
Sean, have you heard how salty sex is going to be?
I have no idea how salty
no
sex
indications.
Is. No.
But you have a fiancé.
That's true.
And the producer has a fiancé.
Also
You
true.
Still have no clue about the
no
saltiness
idea.
Of sex.
We're saving it. Saving for marriage, you know?
Just sticking with anal before marriage?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Got to keep the temple clean.
Exactly.
Yeah, Catholics. Yeah, you got to maintain, man.
You know how
just
they do.
Just butt sex. Nothing that could result in procreation. Because that's just for marriage and for Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus puts a ray of sunshine in your tummy. Right?
So you have butt sex with your fiance?
Oh, all the time.
She doesn't listen to this.
How long have you been with your fiance?
7 years now.
7 years?
Yeah.
Have you guys tried
butt sex for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she down with that?
Not really, but she plays through it.
Plays through it.
She plays through it.
She plays through
like
it.
She takes the injury and she just like she takes one for
She's
the team.
Just like yeah.
More or less. I'll take one for the team this time. You know, somebody's got to guard LeBron. Somebody's got to get fucked in the ass.
Sure.
It's the way the world works.
It's the way it goes. Someone gets fucked in the ass.
But when you guard LeBron, you get paid millions of dollars.
That's true. I do not get paid millions.
Very few people earn millions of dollars with ass fucking. That's very true. Few. The ones that try are usually at the end of their careers, and they're not really earning much per go at that point. And then they're just hula hoop asshole after about 6 months or so if they really push it to the limit, like Scarface.
Hula hoop asshole.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Hula hoop asshole. That's what you get if you try to make millions of dollars with butt sex in 6 months.
You can start a Kickstarter.
Yeah. Probably less hula hoop action, your asshole, too, with a Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah, there's a Kickstarter that started today, or it's Indiegogo, but it's the same idea, that because late last night, allegations emerged that Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smokes crack cocaine.
Oh, yeah. I read something on Twitter about
and that,
that.
There's the Toronto Star and Gawker both reporting that they have separately at different times seen the video and that while they can't validate it because it was just on a screen in front of them, it has all the appearance of being a broad daylight Toronto Mayor Rob Ford like slurring and calling Justin Trudeau a fag. And
who's Justin Trudeau?
Justin Trudeau. We had a prime minister in the 70s. His name was Pierre Trudeau. This is his son. He's recently became the leader of his dad's old party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So apparently Rob calls him a fag and then smokes some crack. Or he has a glass pipe that he swirls a lighter underneath before inhaling.
Right. Oh, so it
there's
could be
no.
Like,
it could be anything. It
could be ice.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But, smokable meth. I think that what everyone can agree is that that is not the way that anyone smokes anything that the mayor of a major city should be smoking.
Depends on how laid back your city is.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. How long did Washington, D.C. put up with Marion Barry?
They reelected him.
There you go.
See, there you go. I'll see what happens with Rob Ford. It's weird because Toronto's like a liberal city and he's like a really conservative guy. And I don't know.
That's usually the way it works. The more conservative you are, the more skeletons you have in your closet. Like, if you're a conservative guy who rails against gay marriage, you're, like, paying guys to let you suck their dicks.
Yeah, yeah, the guy with the secret, like, meth gay hooker lifestyle.
Whoever's, like, whichever jackass is braying the loudest is usually really into whatever they're doing.
Really insecure.
Or yelling against. Like, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly. All a bunch of hypocrites.
Well, yeah. Yep. But the worst things about those guys is that they're not just hypocrites, but they're, like a guy like Bill O'Reilly, you know that he is smart enough to know what he's doing.
I don't know, man. I think some of these guys get caught up in their own bullshit. You know, remember that Bill O'Reilly was jerking off with a vibrator? That make it up here? Yeah, he's like leaving all these dirty messages for one of his assistants or something.
I know he used to like host Hard Copy, and he wrote like some softcore porn books.
Yeah, yeah, he's a
so he's like a real he's a real upstanding guy.
Well, people are into it.
He's fucking fair and balanced. It's just how it goes.
Yeah,
he gives you the straight talk. We've got a news organization that's trying to get like national carrier status. It's right wing. They're a bunch of assholes. Oh, the Sun News. They want to make it so that they don't have to make a Sun News in Vancouver and Toronto, and they just want to be able to go, here's the Canada Sun for your bullshit propaganda every day.
Let's see who is murdered.
Yeah, we don't have any like Bill O'Reilly level assholes, though, I don't think, except our prime minister.
Yeah. Right.
But I guess he's in charge of the country, so.
Yeah, I don't know much about your politics up here.
Well, our conservatives are still better than your conservatives. I mean, if you're a liberal person, our conservatives are still more liberal than your conservatives are, but they are creeping ever closer, or trying to, it seems. Trying to become
good luck.
More conservative. Yeah, it's no fun. I don't understand. It's gotten to the point where I don't even know what to do.
You know, I don't even know Canadian politics. Don't even worry about it.
I just cast my vote for not the conservatives, and then they win anyway, so I'm not sure what else to do.
Should get a black guy. That's what we did.
That would work.
Nothing changes.
But like the U.S. has like a good 13% of their population of black people to draw from.
Yeah.
Our we got like 1% maybe.
In the whole country?
It's a lot harder to find.
There's
2.5%? 5%? Black people are far rarer in Canada than they are in the U.S.
You should have a black guy on your podcast.
We should. We should have.
You should only have black guests.
We should only have.
You could boast that you've had every black guy from Canada on your podcast.
Absolutely.
There was like, well.
And then you get all the black guys to listen to it.
I mean, I'm from a town in the middle of nowhere, but there was one black guy in our high school.
There you go.
He was adopted.
Give him a call. Facebook call him.
Dave Thiessen, I know you're listening.
Of course he is.
You've been following me from afar for many years. We both know this. Give us a call. I'm not going to give you a number to call. If you've been listening from afar,
you
should already have this kind of thing figured out, and you'll be on the podcast. All the other black guys I know are like engineers and stuff. Actually, all the black guys I really knew that I met in like university and stuff, there was like one or two that you would call African Americans, and then the rest were Africans. They were straight up Nigerians.
Yeah, yeah.
They were straight up Nigerians.
All right. Well, they're still black guys.
They, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Can have them on the podcast.
Yes. Tony, Ishmael.
Change the name of your podcast to Talking with Black Guys.
Talking with Black Guys. It would be. I mean, we have enough trouble putting out regular episodes. If we had to start running down the four black guys in the city and getting them to schedule a time, because we know how they're always late.
Well, that's not going to help you book any black guys.
Not at all.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to go any further.
You don't slander them and then expect them to come on your podcast.
They have a very. I'm not going to dig myself.
You don't
deeper?
Slander Come black on, guys' punctuality
I have,
and then ask them all to do your podcast.
But we didn't ask them yet. We
you
could,
know,
though.
I have a dream.
No, you don't.
That black guys would come on this podcast and that they would have a seat at the table.
You guys have Craigslist up here?
We have a similar. We have Craigslist, and then we have a similar thing that's just Canadian. It's called Kijiji, which, because it makes it sound retarded to say it, so that makes it more Canadian.
Put an ad on Kijiji.
Black Looking for guests black guys. Wanted.
Yeah, black guests wanted. Definitely.
Can we record it here?
Are we recording
right now?
Do whatever
you right want
now?
Here.
Oh, shit. Oh,
on the
shit.
Kitchen floor
Fuck,
here.
I didn't even know.
This is the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right now.
Wow.
You know, in that lost episode, we talked about that UFC transgendered person.
Right. Wait, you guys have a lost episode?
We have several lost episodes.
Mostly, we recorded an episode, and then it took so long to edit that it was no longer worth. We were like, oh, it's a month old now. Let's just sit
on this. As you can see, we're very motivated for this podcast.
Well, we're
Why
doing
do you guys
this.
Do this,
this
podcast?
No, I love doing this. I have a great time, and we are gonna. And this is going to be out in like a couple days.
You never
it's
do
awesome.
It.
We
you
just,
do it very rarely,
no.
not on a schedule.
You see,
invest tons of money in equipment.
It's a strategy, you see.
And then you record them and don't release them.
Under promise, over deliver.
All right.
We're setting some. I'm running us down. I'm setting low expectations. And then
Zero episodes coming towards you.
That's right. You're never getting another
Bam,
episode ever again. I'm going to surpass that.
Months.
I'm going to surpass that. You'll see.
What's your goal with the podcast?
The goal, honestly, we just wanted to have an outlet that we could control to do a little more things that you couldn't do for stand-up and just hang out with people and because it's fun and we think that it's funny to listen to. After. We've always enjoyed it. And really... Just to keep working on developing, you know, your comedic voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just another outlet for that creativity.
You ever like
different form?
Listen to your podcast in your car with like have it turned up real loud with the windows down and like drive around the college campus and impress girls.
Hey,
hey, you hear that? That's me.
Oh. That's medium clever.
It's
you
me
guys.
Talking to
this
old
is me
BW.
Talking to Brendan Walsh over here.
You ever hear Brendan Walsh? No. Oh well. Don't go. Hold on. You hear that? That's me talking. I have $600 worth of equipment that I talk into, and then I record it and blast it in my car on college campuses I can meet chicks.
It's called
And then you get chicks on your podcast.
Perfect.
Oh,
Black dudes and chicks. That's
I don't know if we're ready for
that'll
chicks.
That'll get every...
I mean, I could maybe handle a black dude, but a woman... we'd
get every demographic.
Get too uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. We could get a black woman. That's
2015,
maybe pushing
that would be
that might
move
be
on
pushing
to Asians.
Move on to Asians?
That's right. We're going to have a... We'll have an ethnic group per year. That'll be the theme.
Okay. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. We'll have to set a schedule of some sort. But yeah, I do drive around. I crank up the podcast, and I hope that people are hearing it around. It's called Viral Marketing.
That's right.
I just listened to it really loud in my office at home and just furiously masturbate to it.
And how is that helping to spread the...
I don't know. You tell me.
The love. Not the seed.
Right, the podcast.
The medium clever love.
Here, I'll do something to help you pick up chicks when you're blasting it in your car.
Okay, I'll turn this part up real loud.
Yeah.
Hey, chicks! Check me out in my blue car! Listen to it! Look, I'm on this thing that I'm listening to! Hey, chicks, look over here! It's me! The guy in the blue car! See me waving? Don't keep walking! Come back! Listen to my podcast! It's blaring from my car stereo right now. Hey, look at me. Hey, not you. That girl. Check it out. I have a podcast. Dude, it's like, what is that called? That new thing everybody's listening to?
Dubstep?
Yeah, dubstep.
Yeah.
Hey, man! Hey, black man, come over here! Bring that girl with you, man!
You're gonna get so much pussy, Brett.
This.
Park in front of the girl's dormitory. Oh,
yeah. I'm just gonna cut that piece out. Loop it.
Yeah.
Plug that into the old car.
Into a loop?
On repeat! And just cruise around the old college campus. Definitely. It'll be like Ernie fishing. He had a pussy, 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 pussy. One pussy, two pussy. Right?
Absolutely. It's going to be that easy.
It's okay. You can still make pussy references and mix them with Sesame Street, right? That's okay?
I guess so.
Why not? I don't see why not.
Do you guys get like a weird Canadian Sesame Street up here?
There was one for
there
a while.
Sesame Park, it was called.
But more traditionally before that, there was just like Canadian pieces put in to Sesame Street. So that it was regionalized a little bit. We had like a polar bear character and a beaver character and a pilot.
And a crippled.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually a crippled girl.
A crippled girl.
Canada.
It's like there's a
largest population of crippled girls. There you go. Get crippled girls on your podcast. That's like
black
a real
girls.
Niche.
We got a bear, we got a beaver, and we got two people. One of them can fly and the other one can't walk. Welcome to Sesame Park. No one's playing on the swings.
That's the only thing they could really use.
Can't pump the legs.
Crippled guys because you just sit on a swing.
Beaver's
and get pushed.
Not. I guess the bear could push you on a swing.
They could probably do the seesaw
with the bear. You're gonna push.
You would need help.
Outweigh a bear.
Well, I guess
they couldn't really push up though.
Yeah, you just need that pilot to crash your fucking plane on the seesaw. You'll launch that bear in a goddamn orbit, teaching a fucking thing or two about seesaw.
And we go Sesame.
Space Edition.
Sesame Space.
I'm going to let that linger.
Do it.
We're all sitting here in it. I'm also going to pretend I haven't made any worse jokes than that, that we just glide right past. I'm singling out
singling out
that one.
Do it.
Yeah,
like
it's
it.
Done.
All right, and
there
that concludes another episode of Black Dudes and Crippled Chicks, brought to you live from Winnipeg. The Canada's largest supplier of boredom.
Oh.
Canada's swamp. It's pretty much a swamp.
We have, a lot of comedians and stuff come from Canada. And I think one of the local or one of the region, one of the things we think is that, we have harsh winters and we're stuck inside and we have no choice but to have a good sense of humor or we'll just fucking kill ourselves.
Either or.
So, and whether it's true or not, it sounds like it makes sense. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
All right.
Just, so let's wrap this thing up, you know.
Thanks for coming down. And, yeah.
I'm here. You don't have any more questions or anything?
No, well, you know, I don't... questions.
I don't know. What do you do?
It's not really an interview show.
I didn't
listen to any of these before.
That, I didn't know what it was called.
No one else did either, so...
I did not... No one expected you to...
No, yeah.
Hey, I mean, it would have helped our numbers. Like, it would have doubled our numbers if you had. But, you know, whatever, I guess... If you're not into doubling our numbers, then that's how you go, you know?
Well, here, I'll help your numbers. I'll promote, your podcast.
Oh, okay, here
do
we go.
It.
On your podcast right now. What's it called?
It's called Medium Clever.
Hey, everybody. Don't forget to tune in to Medium Clever on the iTunes network. This is... Hey, everybody. I'll do it again.
Yeah, you got to say
hey, everybody. This is Brendan Walsh, headliner at Rumors Comedy Club this week. Call in, get free tickets, and I'll do it over. Hey, well, hey everybody, this is Brendan Walsh, and I'm just here to tell you that there's a podcast out there on the internet. It's called Medium. What is it called again? Medium.
Clever.
Medium Clever. All right, I'll do it over. Hey, everybody. I know you all have busy lives. This is Brendan Walsh here, and you might not have... Okay, I'll do it over. Hey, everybody. This is Brendan Walsh. I know you all have busy lives. You have lots to do. You might not think you have time to squeeze in another podcast into your day. But if you could, just give this a chance. It's a podcast out there. Or you can download it off the internet. It's called Medium Clever. This is... a promotional. I kind of lost steam at the end.
Perfect.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That's gonna get so many listeners with that. It's gonna be that's really double, triple, quadruple. It's gonna do like really. I think that will push us to viral territory. Probably. Right?
I think that's.
I mean, if the driving around in the car with the stereo up doesn't work, you know, maybe we could always pay other people to drive around in their cars with it cranked up.
You know, what you could do
people with nicer cars.
Get a machine like a something that can burn like 100 CDs at a time. Burn your podcast on the CDs and hand it out at the college campus.
Hit people in the face with them.
Just hand them out. Free podcast CDs. Well, you might want to charge $1 a piece just
to recoup on costs.
Right, yeah, for sure.
But you can put all your info on there, your website.
You know how it works, man. Yes,
you have a
CDs,
website?
The wave of the future.
What's your website?
Compact discs.
MediumClever.com.
It's good you got
it's
that.
It's tough, yeah.
We did get that.
There's a lot of. We had to buy it.
Did you get that before?
We had to buy it from some German, from a German like a holding company.
Really?
Yeah, they had it. Yeah.
How much did you spend on the.
$45,000.67.
This podcast has been a real sinkhole as far like a financial sinkhole.
$600 in equipment.
Yeah.
$45,000.67.
So you guys didn't think to check to see if the name was available after you started your podcast?
Well, yeah, we came up with the name first, and we're like, hey, maybe we should get Medium Clever.
And it was like, .com's taken. We're like, what do we want to do? I go, no, .net. We're like, fuck that. I'm paying $45,000.
Yeah,
I want that goddamn .com.
How much was it for real?
This is a bit, Brendan. We didn't pay for it. It was available.
Oh, you didn't pay for it?
No.
Somebody else just told me they had to get a... The fuck was it?
They had to, like, buy back their shit.
It was a German company that... Fuck. I forget.
Did I say German because I heard you talking about that on your podcast?
Maybe. Are you looking at me? I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, you have your own podcast besides this one?
No, I'm looking at Sean, talking about you.
I don't have another podcast, but I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys should just start as many podcasts. Like, each
you know
do
what?
Your own individual podcast
yeah,
as offshoots to this
it
one.
It was Honus from Man Man.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Because they had Man Band,
or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Or Man Man Band. That's right.
That's all
what right.
it was.
Problem solved.
That's
mystery
why I said
solved.
German.
Good night, folks.
Well, another mystery solved.
All
by
the dots have
Sherlock
been connected.
Sherlock Holmes of podcasting.
Someone called the Guinness people. We've got a record on our hands.
Oh, snap.
The end.
Well, yeah, I guess it's going to take you guys about a half hour to break down your
yeah.
equipment. So
yeah, man, it's so fucking intense. But thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
And if and this won't be out in time for come see Brendan tonight or tomorrow after this comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, May 17th and 18th in Rumors. I could pretend that somebody from outside of Winnipeg might listen to it and would listen to your plugs.
Yeah, I don't have any plugs.
There we go. Listen to the fucking Bone Zone.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
What are you doing listening to this podcast? Turn it off. Forget us. You turned it on for this one time. Fucking get out of here. You should be listening to the Bone Zone.
This is like 20 minutes now.
What are you doing listening? Oh, you're not listening to this podcast.
That's right.
So, hey, everybody, get out there and listen to this podcast. Whenever you get a chance, Google it, Medium Clever, and then...
We got binged for the first time this week.
Really?
Snap.
Yeah, Google's nothing, but we got binged, finally. Because Canadians don't use Bing.
Well, people Google Medium Cleaver and somehow end up on our site.
Sex with things got to us.
That's true. That's also true.
Somebody Googled sex with things. Boom. They were disappointed.
How's that? What's
our first
that?
Episode was called
first
Sex with
Things.
Oh, okay.
Sex with things, so.
So we came up, and they were disappointed, because that is not what they wanted.
No,
they didn't listen to the episode. I'm willing to bet.
All right.
But if they did, they still jerked off.
There you go.
Right. Bye.
Everybody jerk off.